We are Lizard
and Loba.
We are witches working out, here to encourage you to make the time and space for yourself, your spiritual practice, and the care of your physical body.
We are not nutritionists, nor are we workout specialists.
We are two witches in the mountains of Appalachia,
navigating our paths on an authentic journey.
We are caregivers. We tend children and animals
at all hours of the day and night.
We invite you on our journey right now.
In the middle of our chaos,
as we prioritize our personal growth,
we want to say every day, but we will start with several times a week,
for ourselves, for each other, and for you.
We're starting!
Woo! Now we're starting.
Okay.
Official start.
We're going to get better. We're getting better. We already did.
We did. We got much better. Okay. So first of all, exciting news.
Very exciting.
We have very exciting news. We were, I guess,
invited to be on the podcast of
one of our favorite authors, Dr. Cindy Brannon.
Woo!
Woo! So, yeah, that was super fucking cool.
It was really cool, and we did sort of feel like fangirls about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if listening to us by now, you have any feeling about who we are, like, we're definitely not really fangirls about things, but this was really exciting, and made us both feel like leaning into this project of ours is bringing us in very exciting new directions.
Yes, for sure. So for those of you who do not know, we are going to put a link to her info and the book that we are working on right now. But Cindy Brannon is an author and psychologist, and she is a Hecatean witch. And so she's written several books related to working with Hecate. The most recent one that just came out in January, right?
I don't remember.
It just came out.
Not long ago.
A recent release is called Entering Hecate's Cave. And it is a journey through darkness to wholeness. And it's kind of a guided, not really shadow work, but a guided prompt to help you go on this healing journey towards wholeness. And so we have both been reading this book and really liking it. Mm-hmm. We just did a ritual from it together called The Ritual of Catharsis right before we had the opportunity to talk to Cindy. So that's really cool. We strongly recommend this book if you're looking to do some personal healing and growth.
Yes.
But yeah, so we had this awesome conversation, and that will be coming out, and we will definitely be sharing that with you when it does. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Because she plans ahead, and she recorded an episode that will come out in April. Mind-blowing!
I know.
Amazing!
We'll get there
someday.
Goals. It's good to have goals. Anyway, yeah, so that's really cool, and we're very excited about it.
And it got us thinking about our last episode, which was about banishing negativity,
mm-hmm.
and your workout, which was pushing that negativity out. It was entitled 13 Again. We hope you enjoyed that one. That was ridiculously fun.
We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it, because we still are laughing about it.
We're still laughing. But we were thinking that it was really important for us to be talking to you about what we're dealing with and going through in our own lives, like right now. Sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be. And sometimes we're like, oh, well, let's talk on our podcast about this whole other thing while we're actually, you know, really working through and doing like the spiritual work in this one area. It's a lot more simple and in alignment if we share with you and talk on this podcast about the things that we're going through in our own life. So in terms of banishing that negativity and using your body to push unwanted thoughts, behaviors, people, things out of your life, we wanted to go back on that a little bit, slow down, and talk about what that really looks like. Per our notes. We've made notes. I know.
So, yes. So, looking back on the letting go and release, banishing is, when we say banishing negativity, we're not just saying, you know, banishing icky thoughts. This release and the banishing is getting rid of things that you don't want in your life to make room for things that you want to draw in.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds a lot easier than it is for a lot of reasons. One of them being that the things that you have in your life that you're attached to for a reason. You know, maybe it's your comfort, maybe it's something that you're very used to, but you're getting, psychologically, you're getting something out of that behavior, or you wouldn't be doing it. So sometimes looking at why am I engaging with this thing, you know, that's important to look at it, because you'll never get rid of it if you're not really ready to. Because, so this is the, I want to let go of the thing that I want to let go of, not turn that thing into a fucking yo-yo, where it just comes right back to me, and I'm still holding on to it and attached to it.
So how do we not make it a yo-yo? So I had expectations that, especially before I started on my shadow work, that if I let go of something in my life, then it would be gone in my life. Like, I would not have to see or deal with it again. But actually, that's absolutely not true.
Yeah.
That's not what happens. It is more a releasing of your... how do we say it?
You release it and it comes back, granting you the opportunity to make a different choice.
Right. You're releasing your attachment to it. So let's say that you're releasing your attachment to a person who has been toxic in your life. The easiest thing, of course, would be like you released that person and then you just never have to see them again.
Yeah.
But no, actually... what's going to happen is that person will make an appearance in your life again. And since you have released your attachment to them, and through, you know, these different ritual ways, we have ways to remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that person comes back, you now have the opportunity to make a different choice.
Yes.
And that's how you get off of the roller coaster, get off of the yo-yo life. Or something I really enjoyed from Dr. Brannon's book was talking about, you just keep going in the same circle over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you get off of that circular treadmill yo-yo is that you make a different choice, and you're releasing your attachment to things being the same as how they were before. So yeah, so let's work through that one again, maybe with like a specific example.
Ooh, there's a lovely windy rain happening outside. That's very exciting.
I like that.
Maybe people can hear it on there. Who knows? I'll give an example. So I have been working on some stuff with a family member that I spend a lot of energy trying to control the situation with them, but the problem is that I don't govern their choices. And I say it's a problem because I really think that the things that they're doing are not good, and it stresses me out. And so I'm really stressed about it, and I'm really upset about it, and that relationship affects me negatively. But there's still nothing I can do about it. You know, so we talked about the illusion of control, that you think that you have control over this, that, or the other thing, and really you don't have control over much of anything, certainly not other people's choices. And actually, take a minute to bring that one in. So some of my fatherisms, one of them being that you get something out of every behavior you're doing. Even if it feels like it's a negative thing, there's still something you're getting from it. And also that you can't control what someone else is doing or saying, but you can control whether they do or say it around you by leaving or detaching yourself from that situation, perhaps. And so I have been personally working on letting go of how much that affects me negatively because I cannot control their choices. And so even if what they're doing is very self-destructive, that is outside of my control. And so all I can do is support them as much as I can and recognize that whatever comes of it is what will come with it based on their choices, because it's their life.
So what did you... So you released some element of this in your ritual, correct?
Yes.
So what did you release? How did you put words on that?
I'm trying to remember how I put words on that. I guess the feeling that I need to step in and put my energy into trying to make them make a different choice. When in the end, they're going to do what they're going to do. And that's really difficult. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of situations that people can probably relate to, especially if you happen to have somebody in your life that has an addiction. That's not this particular situation, but you can't make someone do a different thing. And so I've been spending so much energy being upset, scared, sad over things that I don't have any ability to change. Mm-hmm. So
when you release that, it doesn't look like that situation is just going to never happen again, right?
Oh no, it doesn't. It's still very much in my face.
But it then turns into the opportunity for you to make a different choice. So what's the different choice that you're making, and how do you remember that? Like, what are some things from that ritual that help you remember? Like, you know, oh, you've gone in the circle again, and here you are with this loved one again, back in the situation. And we have this ritual. It's almost like the importance of ritual to, like, help you remember. So, like, how would you make a different choice in that area now that you have released that attachment?
Well, we remember, you know, we kind of talked about shielding, and we talked about pushing away negativity. And so for me, I had let go of that attachment to trying to control the situation and kind of put up my shield against those feelings. And so it takes practice. I mean, it's not like, you know, I did it, and now, I mean, there have been a couple of things in my life that I've been able to do spell work on, and I just stopped doing them or did them and it worked out immediately, which is really cool, but often not the way things work. A lot of the time they're much more gradual. And so this one is a more gradual one, but I have been remembering that shield, like kind of a stop or a wall, when those, you know, thoughts are, or I start to feel like I need to step in and do this thing, to remember, well, okay, but it's beyond your control, so you can stand there and support and, you know, do things that are helpful, but don't try to change it. And I feel like that also requires a lot of motivation. It's requiring a lot of motivation for me. Mm-hmm. So
that's a pretty badass example.
Thanks. It doesn't feel badass.
I know, but it is really badass, Lizard. Just caring for a loved one in that manner takes so much energy. So just taking a moment to recognize your badassery.
Thank you. I'm also remembering to drink water at this very moment.
Yes.
Another thing to remember.
So here's like an easier example, I would say, because that one's hard and so brave. So for a long time, I did not identify with the word witch, and for an even longer time, I didn't share with anybody. By very solitary and hidden practice. And I found out in some of the last months of my mother's life that my mother's mother told her that it was not safe for anyone to know about any of my mom's abilities. And when she was little, that her neighbors used to bring animals to my mom to take care of. And she told me right at the end of her life that she would feel their bones. She said she could feel their bones and she could heal them. And that her mother, my grandmother, was so worried that somebody would know. She told her it was dangerous. And nobody can ever know. And shut my mom down. So much so that she never told me. Never talked about it until right before she died. And I can remember her doing the same things with me to make sure I was safe. So what I released, one of the things I released in our ritual of catharsis was, I found, and it was kind of crazy how that happened, it was my grandmother's headscarf, which I had not even intentionally brought. Through the offering of this headscarf, I released my fear of identifying as a witch. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I released my fear of identifying as a witch. So embracing it. And since that, I've had the opportunity, when someone asked me, if I was a witch and before, I might have qualified it or hedged it or been careful about it. And I remembered. I remembered our ritual. I remembered my offering. I remembered that decision. And I made a different choice, altering that relationship. And then feeling really good, like feeling like I was sort of tested in that manner. Like, are you sure? Are you sure, Loba, that you want to do that? And it felt really good.
See, that's really badass, too, because something I talk to my brother a lot about is, you know, how do you make the choice to break generational curses or generational trauma? How do you heal that? Because, you know, you're in the situation you're in, it's like birth lottery. You don't get to choose who you're, you know, to an extent. You can't determine that you were born into a wealthy family or a poor family or whatever you were born into. So the circumstances your family members are in dictates what, you know, their struggles are going to be, and those struggles turn into trauma, and then that trauma can get passed down between generations. And that's exactly what happened with your grandmother to your mother to you.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't, I mean, malicious at all. It was just I want to keep my child safe. So that's really cool that, you know, you can look at that and say, okay, I understand where that comes from. Again, looking at the behavior and finding its source, because behind every behavior is some kind of unmet need.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or, you know, it's either an unmet need or it is some comforting thing that you enjoy. And so you have to figure out where it's coming from to examine your generational trauma mm-hmm. from that and to say, okay, I remember that I released that and I'm going to make a different choice.
I look back at my mom now and I think like, okay, well, she ended up making the decision to become a doctor. And then it was always just like her fantasy. Like she was always like, you know, reading me like books on The Hobbit and reading me all the Mists of Avalon books. And she would like, you know, I just look back at all of the books she left me and all the stories she told me that she was so passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
She loved the Mists of Avalon. And she would read it to me and then she would at the end be like, but that's just make-believe, she'd always say at the end, like, you know, it's just a story. It's just a story, you know. She went on to be an amazing doctor and pediatrician and do so many beautiful things. But, you know, it wasn't until the very end that she, like, showed me any of that of, like, her magic, I guess. Her, whatever that word would be for it.
Whew. So that was pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah.
We had written down,
I know, notes.
Yeah, check the notes. What's next? So we had written down that when you're looking at the things that you can't control, you know, looking at all the things that you think you need to be in control of and you can't, and letting go of that illusion of control, there are a lot of things that you do have control about.
Yes, like in this podcast.
Like going to the gym or, you know.
Going for a walk. Moving our, like, and this is something we talked about a lot in that episode, actually, like, being embodied, being in this body,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're putting a lot of work into, like, your spiritual craft and your spiritual life, a lot of that can just involve not moving at all, mm-hmm. but being embodied is literally being in our physical body for this blessing of this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and if we don't move our body, then we have less time in which to move our body.
That's right. So those things that you have control over, that you often get so caught up in the things that you don't have control over that you don't end up doing them, or you're trying to focus on other things and you ignore what's right in front of you.
Right.
Which is something that Loba and I do all the fucking time.
And so we're making changes.
We are working on it. Mm-hmm. So we said in our notes here that maybe doing the things that you actually have control over will get easier as you stop trying to control the things that you can't.
Ooh, say it again.
We got it.
Say it again. We're gonna
do it. Maybe doing the things that you actually have control over will get easier when you stop trying to have control over the things that you can't.
Right? It makes so much sense, even though it was hard to say. Like, drinking enough water, we are privileged enough that that is within our control.
Yes.
There are plenty of people that do not have that privilege.
That's very true.
Generally speaking, we have clean drinking water. Going to the gym or getting some sort of movement is another thing that we have control over.
Future Loba is here to say that we were interrupted in typical mountain holler fashion. Our interruption involved a truck, a storm, and the necessity of firewood.
Aha, we're back.
We had an interruption.
Yay!
Okay, so we wanted to talk a little bit about also that sometimes when you have an attachment to something in your life that you're trying to let go of, it's possible that you either on purpose or on or accidentally
or on not purpose
on not purpose or might have a, you know, a cord attached to something energetically, and you're not going to be able to fully let it go until you sever that cord. And so there are rituals where you can do that, and we are going to go over cord cutting as a totally separate thing. So just kind of keep that in mind.
We're planning on doing it in our next episode. That yes. doesn't mean that we will, but that is the current plan.
The current goal is we're going to do that in the next episode. So that, and then we were also going to talk about, oh yeah, the workout
yes.
part of it, that we want you to find a place that is high up that you can go to. So we are going to be doing a release into the wind. And so we are going to a really cool area where we can hike out to a big overlook that, you know, you walk out on this rock and overlook this whole valley. It's really pretty. In the mountains, there are lots of those. But anywhere that is a high up place that you can go to and release into the wind, go find one, because...
And we're going to take you with us as we walk to this place. So... If you can find a place to hike to, that's great. You can listen to us and go on a hike. If you are at your house, you can walk up your stairs a whole lot if you have stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You also could listen and just do some general movement and put this in your head. As long as you are moving your body, and then at the end, if you want to participate with us, in a release with the wind. If you've been following with us since the beginning, you know, we've been building up to this through like the elastic stink bug and the banishing negativity and the pushing out in sets of 13 workout. So now this is a way to release through the wind. And we're gonna do something new and exciting, which is that Lizard and I are going to go on a hike together, and we're going to record while we are hiking, which means that we are in alignment ourselves. We are actually getting movement while we encourage you to get movement.
Yes.
Instead of telling you to get movement while then later I am sitting in the dark by myself on audio, recording, editing, or other such torturous things that I have done to myself.
Yes. Let's not do that.
We would like to encourage you also, please, to give us feedback. We so enjoy it, and we've started to get some feedback, but please tell us, like, you can do so on our Facebook page. We have a Patreon page. Let us know what you're enjoying, like what kind of workouts you would like, if you have any requests on what you'd like us to talk about. We get like really excited when people ask us things.
Yes. So, and we want to know, because like if what we're doing isn't really lining up with what works for you, then we want to change that too. Uh-huh. So let's try and make it, like, you know, just because, like, we're trying to make alignment so that the workout part of it is something that also helps us. You know, the whole goal of it is that we can all have this thing where we work out together and all of us get movement and all of us benefit from it. So
yes.
Let us know what you think would be of a good, would be something beneficial.
Yes. I think we've figured out that I can't record in the gym anymore.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Which is a bummer, because that was really fun. I did enjoy it, but the sound quality is so difficult to work with that I just think we can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We'll just evolve and grow.
Yeah.
Wait, talk about some stuff while I do this.
Oh, okay. No problem. So what Loba is doing right now is, right when we started this, she got excited because she felt drawn to do a tarot reading for us. And so she is going to do a cool tarot reading with that Lightseer's tarot deck that she talked about before. We'll go ahead and link that again here in case you didn't catch that the first time. And let's see, what else can we add in here?
I know, I have to think about our question. I'm so used to just doing questions for myself.
Let's maybe think about, like, what maybe our question could be something like, what's something to remember as we try, as we move around, you know, we go through our lives and we're trying to make these changes. What is something that would be good for us to remember? What's some advice from...
With releasing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool when that happens. Woo-hoo. Interesting. I've never gotten this card before. Oh, what?
The Three of Pentacles. Okay.
Ooh.
I can see better, so I'm going to read it. If I can get to it. Oh. Yours is set up backwards from mine. That's interesting.
It's beautiful. It's like a tapestry with these three pentacles on it. Three people around it. I'm really interested.
Okay. The Three of Pentacles. All right, so Lightseer, cooperation, community, teaching and learning, sharing and listening, teamwork, there is no limit to what you can manifest together.
Ooh, so starting from there, that's pretty awesome because we are working on manifesting these things together with each other and with all of you listening.
Yes, so I'm going to read the little description that goes with it. I love that, like, with tarot, whenever I do readings, I can interpret the cards that I'm familiar enough with to really get... I can interpret them just by looking at them, but I love to share also what it says, you know, like the longer blurb in the book, if there is one, because I think that there's some insight that you can get from that, and I want to make sure everybody gets it. So this says, working with others gifts us with the opportunity to learn from one another and to blend energies to create something totally new.
Mm.
Look for conscious collaborators as mentors, apprentices, or both.
What?
Co-creating together. This is so fun, Cole. For the... Co-creating together for the good of the whole is powerful magic,
yes.
And this teamwork and community card calls you forth to add your unique essence to the bigger picture.
Ooh.
Remember that your relationships are the base of your well-being. If you're having trouble with others, seek to align goals in order to cultivate peaceful unions. Mutually beneficial relationships place equal importance on each person's novel wisdom and way of being in the world, regardless of the relational hierarchy. Everyone has something uniquely enchanting to bring to the table. When life paths are entwined, strive to create harmonic states as you weave your way in and out of one another's days. Welcome people into your heart and open doors of possibility that didn't exist before. So it's the note says, I step into the vibration of conscious collaboration.
Wow.
That's a really cool card.
That was beautiful.
All right.
Well, we invite all of you... to step into the conscious collaboration.
Yes, please add your unique thing to it and let us know. Let's work together on this. That's the whole goal of this anyway. So
yeah, we are so grateful to have you listening. Pretty excited about that. I think we did it.
We did.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
We're gonna do the thing. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then I have to tell myself this is the last thing I'm going to say because it's so hard to stop recording.
Right.
Okay. Last thing I'm going to say. Hasta mañana, iguana.
And I'm going to say, time to scoot, little newt.
Woohoo! Shoot, I said another thing.